Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Five 35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Man, we got a lot to unpack with our pal Mike Dickinson. Mike is a citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and I just learned a runner. Mike, let us start with the running part first, man, because you are blowing me away with some of the stuff that you are doing.
Yeah, I hate running, but I had to lose the weight, so I have to run. Yeah. Running is not fun. It makes me miserable, but I have to do it, so I do it. And I've been able to do a couple 5Ks now at different places where I'm working, like Chicago and Knoxville. And it's pretty cool. You get out there and you get to see part of the city you don't normally see. And you get to. Somebody asked me, they said, oh, can I run a 5K with you? I said, absolutely not, because I'm not in a good mood when I'm running the 5K.
I love it. Well, you are a shadow of yourself. May I ask how much weight you have dropped?
I've lost about 150 pounds by working out, going to the gym, and really by running. You know, there's a lot of different ways to lose weight now, but really the running is the best way to achieve it. Yeah. And I never really planned on doing it, but I just, you know, I thought it would be good to do, so I've done it. And, you know, now it's almost, you know, I try to do a 5K every month or every 2 months, and I knock it out.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to put this on your schedule. Next do the law enforcement torch run, all right, I am determined, come hell or high water, to somehow, some way get back out and do that. You know, I messed up my back about 5 years ago, and I'm really, really limited with a lot of stuff. But in the last year, I've dropped, I think it's 70, 75 pounds, and I'm just anxious and angling to do something. So maybe you and I can figure something out where we get out there, help out Special Olympics, and actually do some sort of running. But just keep that in the back of your mind, all right? Because we got to talk about what an utter disaster it was for the Virginia Republican Party. I'm assuming they exist yesterday here in our beloved Commonwealth. What the heck happened?
You talk about a total collapse. The GOP, the Virginia GOP, fell apart. They fell apart at the seams. The wheels came off the car. The bumper came off the car. The doors came off the car. The engine fell out. Yep. Everything fell apart. And you know, I was hoping that it wasn't going to happen, but I kind of felt like it was. I mean, you've got people running for office in all positions, whether it's statewide or local delegate level, people that are low energy. And by low energy, I don't say that lightly. Low energy, I mean, look, John Reed, he's high energy. That man was everywhere. He was everywhere. And I wish we would have seen that through all of the candidates who are running at every level. I mean, when I ran, I remember when I ran for office a couple of times, I was everywhere, and John Reed was everywhere. He was, you'd watch his Facebook, he'd be in Bristol, then Northern Virginia, then every single day.
Right.
And we had a lot of candidates running who were low energy. They did not do very many public appearances. They did not engage on social media. They didn't put any work into their social media. I mean, how are you going to run for delegate and you've got 100 followers on Facebook and you don't participate on X, where all the conservatives are?
That's right. That's a great point. That's a great point that the social media game was not there. And I'll tell you, the availability. One of the things that frustrated us so much was the Winsome Sears campaign that missed because she just decided she didn't want to show up to an event or she had something else to do. She had multiple opportunities to be with us on the radio, and not even responses. I mean, it was just misses left and right.
It's not surprising. I mean, when you run for an office, you have to be available 24/7. You have to speak to the media. You've got to be working on the socials. You've got to be working on the publicity, and you have to fine tune your message. And, you know, this is going to sound kind of ridiculous, but, you know, it's the truth. People who run for office, they need to watch WWE. They need to watch cutting a promo. They need to watch catchphrases because I was watching many of the Republican candidates who were running in Virginia. They talk too much. It's on and on and on. The answers are too complicated. You need to give a six-word or seven-word answer that everyone can remember. And, you know, Trump is the master of it. Trump is the master of it. Watch and answer questions like he does instead of rambling on and giving answers that people can't figure out what you're trying to say. And I just feel like, you know, the Virginia GOP is a gigantic mess, and it's been that way for quite a few years. I mean, especially in the Richmond area. I mean, they ran some candidates this year, but I never saw anything of them. I never saw any media appearances. I saw a limited social media presence. They didn't run anybody for Commonwealth Attorney in the city of Richmond. We're stuck with Colette again for four more years, Colette McEachin. We're stuck with Antoinette Irving again in the jail. They didn't even press her. I mean, she's got a terrible record. They should have ran somebody against her.
Yeah.
And my feeling on all of this about people like Abigail Spanberger, Jay Jones, Hashmi, all of them, is that the GOP misses opportunities early on in these people's career when you can get in and do damage before they become too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Spanberger, all these issues about her, we've known about them for years. We knew that she taught at Terror High School over in the Middle East. We knew that her CIA record was very questionable if she did anything other than holster a stapler. We knew that. We knew that she's engaged, said some things, but the GOP never hit her on it. They were just like, oh, we'll deal with it later. And then what happens is you have like Michael Jones, terrible city councilman in Richmond. Now he's a delegate because you let them get up and run for office, and you don't punch them when you can, and then they become too strong, like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. It's amazing. What do you think happens now? Does the Republican Party of Virginia collectively realize, oh gosh, maybe we should do something? Maybe we should get. Here's a suggestion. Maybe we say to John Reed, why don't you become the executive director of the Republican Party of Virginia? Maybe, just maybe, you could fix it. Or do they say, when is cocktail hour and tea time again?
You read my mind on John Reed. I was thinking today about who is somebody that's in the political game in Virginia who can connect to a diverse group of people, who has the media training and the work ethic to be able to do something. And John Reed would be a great candidate to be the chair of the Virginia GOP. He'd be a great candidate. I believe he'd be the one to fix it.
Yep.
But I just don't know if they're so motivated. I mean, the problem I see with the Virginia GOP, especially with State Central and these committees, they're loaded down with people who have interest in the game. They have people that are on the State Central Committee making decisions who also double as consultants.
Yeah.
They get paid by candidates, and they get money to do that. So
that's right.
They don't make the best interest of the state. They don't make the best interest of the Republican Party. They don't make the best interest of conservative ideas. They make the best interest for their wallet and their pocketbook. And that's what I think they need to root out, and they need to put a, they need to stop that practice. If you're on State Central or any committee leadership of the GOP in Virginia, you should not be able to take money as a political consultant or your spouse.
That is a great analysis of that. You're right. You can't be functioning in that way, serving two bosses, if you will, allegedly looking out for the best interest of the party or what have you, and then saying, oh, by the way, if you'll give me some money, then I'll do a really good job of looking out for the best interests of the party. Yeah, it is a screwed up situation. We're going to have a very interesting 4 years ahead of us, Mike. Very challenging 4 years. I am trying to imagine what the first bad thing to come down from Capitol Square is going to be, and unfortunately, the choices are they're a big list.
I think we're going to see Spanberger and the Democrats make a big push for new gun laws that are unfair and target lawful owning citizens because of the actions of a few criminals, that if the Democrats would lock them up, we wouldn't have the problem. You know, the people that are causing the crime with the guns are the same, you know, 2% of the people time and time again, but in these liberal cities like Norfolk and Richmond and in Fairfax County, the liberal cities, it's just, you know, no prosk. Oh, you know, we'll give you a year of probation. It's the same people time and time again. And instead of locking them up and solving the problem, we just let them, the Democrats let them back out because they feel sorry for them because of their upbringing. But that's the problem with guns, is that it's not the guns, it's the people behind them. And the liberals and the Democrats feel sorry for these people who commit crime time and time again and won't lower the boom on them and put them in jail where they should be. So I think we're going to see Spanberger make a push on that. I think she's probably going to do some actions to make Virginia difficult for ICE to operate and for to operate and get the illegals out, because, you know, that's the Democrats' big cause, is the Democrats care more about people who are here illegally and don't pay taxes than they care about the people who work hard for a living.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, I appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk next week. That is Mike Dickinson, citizen reporter, citizen journalist. Great analysis, as always. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA on Wednesday. Let me share a couple of little texts coming in here on the James River Air text line. Some very interesting stuff. 833-804-1140. Jeff, I have a conservative cousin in Virginia. Didn't even know that there was an election. That's pretty sad, says Scott from Hanover. Yeah, absolutely correct. Jeff, John Reed has has my vote for anything he wants to run for. He also has my complete support for anything he wants to do. I think he's a great man and an asset to the Commonwealth as well as the Republican Party of Virginia. I agree. Totally agree. That's why I say, personally, given the absolute mess that defines the Republican Party of Virginia right about now, they need somebody who actually understands how to hustle, how to get out there and work hard, how to get the job done, and appeal to a whole slew of new people. And I personally think that John is the guy who would get that done. That's it. There's nothing more, nothing less. Jeff, who in the hell told Winston Sears to step up and run for governor? Well, she's lieutenant governor. I was at Shorty's Diner, and Winsome did a radio spot at the restaurant. After the radio talk she did, I was blown away because she was getting ready to walk out the door, and I went up to her and told her she needed to come back in and at least shake hands and check in and talk to the customers. The PR person told me, no, can't do that. The only reason she came was for the radio. We don't have time to do it. But I insisted as a patriot. She came back and walked in to talk to the voters. That's Elizabeth in Midlothian. Well, once again, I will say it. I will say it that... she was not responsive. I guess that's the nicest way to address it, right, Jerm? And I don't even want to lay it on her, but her campaign was not responsive. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, by the way, I should tell you that we just put together our next big adventure, you know, the Jeff and Heidi vacations. We're only able to do maybe one in a year if we're lucky. Other folks, John was one. John every 11 days was going on vacation, but we can't do that with Julia and what have you. Anyway, long story short, we just put one together, which I'm going to say is going to be beautiful. Like, I don't think I'm allowed to give you the details yet. I just got the brochures. But it is going to be beautiful, and I think everybody's going to be happy. It's going to be very, very affordable. Very affordable. That was one of the things that, and I'll discuss it more in detail the closer we get to it. But I can tell you personally that I was really put off by some of the pricing on some of the other stuff. So we've put together an absolute winner. All right, gang, that is it for today. I got tomorrow off for good behavior. Friday, we have Kyle Mann, the editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee. Have a great evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Friday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.